Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, guys, Harvey Elliott is obviously the man of the moment for Liverpool. He came back at the weekend, scored an amazing goal, and he got the adulation of all of the Kop. Well, we've got some more exclusive Harvey Elliott content for you. We spoke to Harvey's former teammate, Stuart Downing, to get the lowdown on Liverpool's newest superstar. Check this out.
It's interesting, I'd seen you talking recently, actually, about Harvey Elliott.
Yeah.
What's your take on him? He looks a player.
Yeah, I'd played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. Blackburn had played Liverpool at Anfield, and he came on. I sort of knew about him. I knew he was a good, decent player, but I think when you see it live and his body movement, his feet and that, and he doesn't play like a 17-year-old. That's how I say to people, he's more mature, understands the game. You know, you see a lot of 17-year-olds just sort of running. He understands where to be, when not to be, and I think he's obviously been coached very well from Fulham and then obviously with Jurgen. Just a really nice kid. I thought, you know, I went to Blackburn. I thought, you know, I'm sort of going to watch him, and Tony was saying, watch his kid and help him and talk to him because he's only young. And I think when I first went to Blackburn, he just got better every week. Every week, like I said, even games when he was quiet, he'd score or set a goal up, and I thought that's a sign of a player. Then when he went back to Liverpool, I actually thought he might go back on loan again. I couldn't see a position for him really because I'm thinking, well, he plays off the right for Blackburn. He's not going to take Mo Salah's players. If he's injured, you're looking at Mane. Where's he? He might get on the bench a couple of games. But I think he's gone back pre-season. He went back really fit. I was talking to him. He went back early to work hard. And then I think they just tried him sort of in the midfield. Will now than well, didn't he, I think? And then he just said, oh, the manager thinks I can play in the middle. I think the way they play, I mean, he's quick, but he's not Salah quick or Mane quick. They want pure players. I think he probably may end up a midfield player for them, but you got to give him credit because he's got some big players out the way and he got on the team. And it, like I said, he's getting trust of a manager and I think he trusts him, no matter how old he is.
There's something about him, I think you can see how players carry themselves.
Yeah.
Like I remember watching him play in the League Cup against Villa when the main boys were offered the Club World Cup. And he's cheering the crowd up. And you're like, you know what I mean? Like he's a boy.
Yeah.
And he's effectively behaving like he's the best player on the pitch. Yeah. Is that just... Does he have that off the field, where, you know, in training and all that kind of stuff as well? Just that X factor.
Yeah, but it's like belief, and people say a bit of arrogance, self arrogance, but not arrogant in a way that people don't like. He's arrogant because he's confident in his ability. And I know I look back at some of my times in my career, and I wish I had a bit more like self belief, like him. Believed him. You're looking, you're thinking, no, he's actually, you know, he knows he's probably the best player here, Blackburn, which he was. He's gone into Liverpool, and I think he thinks in his head, no, I'm better than him. I can play. And that's something having that belief gets you in the team because it comes out in the way you play. But you'll have some players who are fantastic players, but they don't believe they can play or get in the team. And it's just that little bit, and he has it.
Is there anyone, you know, that obviously played with some of the greats, you know, to the Premier League, where you see, not necessarily in play style, but like just in terms of that thing that we're talking about there, where you go, I've seen this before in other players.
That like sort of that's sort of, yeah. So I think Suarez would have it. You know, he believes he's probably better than all that. He can beat any defender. I think you've just got to have it. Ronaldo, if you obviously look at Ronaldo, he definitely has it. He probably tells everyone that though. Messi, they have that inner thing. I think Steven, probably at a time when he was at the top midfield player in the world, he definitely had a self-belief that he was the best. You have to. I don't think how you can play at that level and not have that belief that you are the best player. And when I look at young players now, he who I've played with and seen eye to, he's definitely got that.
Is there what do you think his ceiling is, if it's even possible to predict at this point?
What was I going to say?
The ceiling, where, how far does
for
the
him
go?
I think for him, is just getting in that Liverpool team and staying in it is a task in itself with the money they have, the players that can buy, to get a run in there. And I think you just don't know. It depends. For him, obviously, Liverpool, he's got to stay there. Then it just depends on the club. Does the club keep going and progressing? He does as a player. The way he plays, I think, fitting into people's styles. Like I say, is he going to be a technical footballer in that system? Is he going to be sort of a runner in a different system? But I think for him, he's got the best manager there to look after him, and he'll give him, like I say, he's got good players around him.
Just in terms of the Championship, because I think there's a lot of base analysis. I think sometimes when people go, Premier League best, Championship therefore worst. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And which is horseshit, let's be perfectly honest. There's no, it's the best second division in world football by a distance. So when people see his goal return and his assist return and all that, how difficult is it to do that? Because he's not a big lad.
No.
You've played on the wing plenty of times, up and down at that level and above. How much of a testament is it that he was able to get those kind of numbers in that kind of league?
Yeah, I wasn't, and you could see in games they were trying to double up on him, Mark, because they knew him and Armstrong had a good connection. He was getting the goals, you saw was the assister. But every game he'd find a way. Like I say, he's clever. He knows how to find space. He doesn't just step wide. He'd come in midfield. Sometimes he did play midfield a few times for us, but he just had a game understanding. Like you say, we had other lads at Blackburn who were older than him, nowhere near that understanding of the game. And he just got better and better. And the big thing for me is I thought he'll have a dip in this league because they play 3 games a week, travelling away. He's 17. He's going to come Christmas, January. He's going to fall off. He's going to need 6 weeks out of the team. But he actually just kept getting better. I think he got stronger. You could see in his body. He just, like I say, he doesn't look like a 17-year-old. He's quite set, legs on him. And I think, like I say, because of his game understanding, he doesn't have to run everywhere all the time and tire himself. He knows when to run, when to dribble, when to pass. And that was a big thing that stood out for me, his game understanding.
Any words about that Karate Kid headband thing he had going on for a while?
I'm not. He's got a few. He's a bit of a quirky boy. He comes in with some gear, and I'm like, whoa, half of what have we got in there? Just put a hoodie on or some jeans, mate. Just look like me a bit. And he's a bit out there, but I think he's just a young lad, and he probably can't believe it. He's wanting it to Liverpool every day, playing with world-class players in the team playing. I mean, you know, good luck to him.
Hey guys, so yeah, hopefully you enjoyed that, getting some exclusive insight about Harvey Elliott from Stuart Downing. Stuart actually spoke to us for a long time about his League Cup final appearance in 2012, where he was the man of the match. That will be coming soon on Red Men Plus as a special part of our In Conversation With series. So if you want to check that out, do go on over to theredmentv.com and join up to Red Men Plus. As I say, we'll have that interview with Stuart. We've got some amazing podcasts coming out as well, and an in-depth documentary looking at the 2001 final. You do not want to miss it. So like I say, head on over to theredmentv.com and sign up to Red Men Plus.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.